drug prevention for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth. This resource is designed for teachers of students in years 7 to 12. It contains information about what works and doesn't work in preventing the use of alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. The key messages of this fact sheet are: drug prevention programs should be developed with the local Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community. Non-Indigenous programs should be adapted to fit the local cultural context. A good program combines drug education, skills development, and cultural knowledge.
Drug prevention for Aboriginal and/or Torres Strait Islander youth. What works? When selecting resources or programs to use in your classroom, it is important to consider the evidence from research that shows whether they will work. Consider the cultural and personal context and note there may be different or additional strategies that work better for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth. There is evidence about what alcohol and drug school-based programs are effective in the general population. However, there has been little research examining whether Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students benefit from these programs. However, there has been research into alcohol and drug prevention programs targeting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth in other settings. For example, family and community settings.
What prevention programs work? Programs that combine several strategies have been found to provide the most benefit to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth. These strategies include drug and alcohol education, which addresses the risks and consequences of drug and alcohol use. Skill development, which includes activities that focus on developing problem-solving skills, drug and alcohol refusal skills, interpersonal skills, decision-making skills, and improving self-esteem and self-confidence. Cultural knowledge enhancement, such as cultural ceremonies, storytelling, and dancing, the use of culturally specific concepts, including connection to country, and the use of appropriate artwork and designs. Mainstream programs that are adapted to specific cultures through collaborating with local communities can also be effective. Adaptation can include changing the content and delivery to reflect unique local cultural values, traditions, and language.
What prevention programs don't work? Prevention programs that are designed for non-Indigenous populations and used with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians without any changes to fit with cultural context and values. Programs that are forced upon the community without any consultation with the community. And prevention programs which stigmatise people who use alcohol or other drugs. This can make people feel isolated, guilty, or to blame.
What's uncertain? Not much research has looked at whether school-based prevention programs work to reduce drug and alcohol use and related harms amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students, particularly for those delivered in classrooms with students from a range of cultural backgrounds. Research is currently underway to explore this.